IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Civil rights organization AfriForum said that it has sent a letter to Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi demanding clarity on the process followed in deploying border guards under management of the Border Management Authority. According to AfriForum, the legislation pertaining to Border Management Act, which would empower the Department of Home Affairs and the BMA to deploy guards, has not been gazetted. We are joined this morning by Jacques Broderick, who is the AfriForum spokesperson on community safety. Thanks for joining us. Can you explain a little bit more, give us a little bit more context here so that we can understand the seriousness of the situation?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, so why the situation is so serious, to give a brief back view, is that in order for laws to become laws in South Africa, they need to be formulated, they need to go through a parliamentary process, sometimes they need to be opened up for public comment. So there's a whole process that needs to be followed. And then finally, to officiate those laws, they have to be published in the Government Gazette. And that is something that has not happened with the law that was written to give the Border Management Authority the power to actually deploy guards at the border. So it might sound like a bit of an admin issue, and people might not think that it is. It's a very serious problem, it is.
It's interesting, because that's when I read this, I thought, you know, I know that AfriForum gets involved. You don't have limitless resources, so you'll get involved where you think it's that important. And I didn't quite understand why this was something that you would have focused on.
Well, yeah, that's exactly, I can see how people can interpret it that way, but the consequences are massive, because what it means is that these 200 border guards that have been deployed on our borders in the so-called hotspots areas since the 14th of July are there illegally, which means they have no arresting powers. They have less arresting powers than an ordinary citizen would have acting in his personal capacity. And also, any task or operations that they might perform, people they might arrest, contraband they might seize, none of that is going to stand up in a court of law because they've actually been deployed illegally.
So in fact, it's potentially very damaging, because you could have a real breakdown of the ecosystem that we need to be in function in order to apply our laws.
Yeah, unfortunately, that breakdown has already started happening on the border since these guys have been deployed. As you should be aware, we have patrollers ourselves, volunteers who also patrol certain areas of the Messina borders and other parts of South Africa. And they also have intelligence networks on the ground there. And what the guards are telling us back here in the head office is that fights have already broken out between border management guards and standard soldiers about who is now actually entitled to demand bribe money from people crossing into the country. So it's a very serious problem that we're facing with the deployment of these guards.
The positive, I guess, is that there's recognition that they're required, right?
That is a positive. I should agree with you. That is a positive. But I don't think government's is tackling this problem the way they should. To be quite frank with you, the impression that I'm getting is that this is a PR exercise, because there's been this a massive groundswell of complaints and frustration about the lack of border control, and they had to now quickly rush and get something done to create the image that they are trying to do something. These guards training, the training was very rushed. It would have been, I think, 5 weeks. It was shorter to 3 weeks. They've been issued with firearms, and now they're stopping and searching vehicles. You know, so the whole thing has just been very rushed, and I don't get the impression that government is actually taking it serious. I think it's ploy.
Right. And has there been a response to your approach?
No, we haven't had a response from the minister as of yet.
Is that common?
Well, they usually do respond, but they often take quite a while to do that. In this case, I'm hoping they would also see the seriousness of this error that they made, and hopefully they'll respond sooner than they usually do.
What would you like to see in terms of action from them?
Well, I think this whole thing, the whole approach towards the border issue needs to be overhauled. Now, the first major problem that we have, why nothing is happening and why nothing has happened for the last close to 30 years, is because there's absolutely no political will. I can tell you that for the day that there's someone in a position of authority who actually decided, listen, this is a priority, we need to address it, it can get addressed. But that simply isn't there. Now, secondly, going out and throwing 200 border guards, and I'd like to speak about these guys' backgrounds as well, if we still have time, because that's questionable. Throwing 200 border guards into stationary positions, they're not even patrolling, they're manning stationed positions on the border, which is absolutely useless. I mean, I know I've patrolled those borders, I've spent days and nights there. These smugglers are smart. They know those areas very well. Putting down guys in a stationary position is not going to do anything. So what we need to start doing there is we need to roll out technology. We need to roll out a proper fence with early warning detections. And we need operations that are driven on information, not just lackluster patrols and people standing around at certain points hoping to look intimidating.
Absolutely right. It is 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That was Jacques Broodrake, who is the AfriForum's spokesperson on community safety.